Chapter 27, Army Commanders. This is the list of the Israelite family heads, commanders of thousands and of hundreds, and other officers who served the king in all that pertained to the divisions of 24,000 men each, that came and went month by month throughout the year. Over the first division for the first month was Ishbaal, son of Zabdiel, and in his division were 24,000 men. A descendant of Perez, he was chief over all the commanders of the army for the first month. Over the division of the second month was Eleazar, son of Dodo, from Aho, and in his division were 24,000 men. The third army commander, chief for the third month, was Benaiah, son of Jehoiada the priest, and in his division were 24,000 men. This Benaiah was a warrior among the 30, and over the 30. His son, Amizabad, was over his division. Fourth, for the fourth month, was Asahel, brother of Joab, and after him his son Zebadiah, and in his division were 24,000 men. Fifth, for the fifth month, was the commander Shamhuth, a descendant of Zerah, and in his division were 24,000 men. Sixth, for the sixth month, was Ira, son of Ikesh from Tekoa, and in his division were 24,000 men. Seventh, for the seventh month, was Heles from Beth-Phelet of the sons of Ephraim, and in his division were 24,000 men. Eighth, for the eighth month, was Sibekai the Hushathite, a descendant of Zerah, and in his division were 24,000 men. Ninth, for the ninth month, was Abiezer from Anatoth of Benjamin, and in his division were 24,000 men. Tenth, for the tenth month, was Maharai from Netophah, a descendant of Zerah, and in his division were 24,000 men. 11th, for the 11th month, was Benaiah, the Perathonite of Ephraim, and in his division were 24,000 men. 12th, for the 12th month, was Heldai, the Netophathite of the family of Othniel, and in his division were 24,000 men. Tribal heads. Over the tribes of Israel, for the Reubenites, the leader was Eliezer, son of Zikri. For the Simeonites, Shephatiah, son of Maacah. For Levi, Hashabiah, son of Kemuel. For Aaron, Zadok. For Judah, Eliab, one of David's brothers. For Issachar, Omri, son of Michael. For Zebulun, Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah. For Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azriel. For the sons of Ephraim, Hoshea, son of Azaziah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, son of Padiah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Ido, son of Zechariah. For Benjamin, Jaasiel, son of Abner. For Dan, Azarel, son of Jeroham. These were the commanders of the tribes of Israel. David did not count those who were 20 years of age or younger. For the Lord had promised to multiply Israel like the stars of the heavens. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to take the census, but he did not complete it, for because of it wrath fell upon Israel. Therefore, the number did not enter into the book of the Chronicles of King David. Overseers. Over the treasures of the king was Asmaveth, the son of Adiel. Over the stores in the country, the cities, the villages, and the towers, was Jonathan, son of Uzziah. Over the farm workers who tilled the soil was Ezri, son of Chelub. Over the vineyards was Shimei from Ramah, and over their produce for the wine cellars was Zabdi the Shifmite. Over the olive trees and sycamores of the foothills was Baal-Hanan the Gederite, and over the stores of oil was Joash. Over the cattle that grazed in Sharon was Shitrai the Sharonite, and over the cattle in the valleys was Shaphat, the son of Adlai. Over the camels was Obil, the Ishmaelite. Over the sheasses was Jediah, the Moronathite. And over the flocks was Jazez, the Hagrite. All these were the overseers of King David's possessions. David's court. Jonathan, David's uncle, and a man of intelligence, was counselor and scribe. He and Jehiel, the son of Hakmoni, were tutors of the king's sons. Ahithophel was also the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's confidant. After Ahithophel came Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar. The commander of the king's army was Joab.